jumping ahead a bit. Famous words in the Rambam, Afal Per Gimel Achadel, Afal Pishat Kiyo Shofim, Rosh Hashanah Gzeres HaKosov, Remez Yesh Boi Kaloi Mar Uri Shein Mishinaskem. He says, factually speaking, the Mitzvot Kiyo Shofim Gzeres HaKosov is something we got to do because it says in the Pasuk, that's what you do, and it's part of the protocol of Rosh Hashanah, but at the same time, it's also a Remez Yesh Boi Kaloi Mar Uri Shein Mishinaskem. It's a wake-up call, it's a wake-up call to Klal Yisrael. The Rambam goes on to continue to say that the problem with most people have in life is not so much different things they do, but ideas that we're so busy with the regular things we do in life, business, and the ongoing day-to-day routines, we get so caught up in what we're doing, we never stop to think. The heart doesn't give us a chance to think, keeps us busy our whole life. And just taking a moment of pause to figure out where we're holding life and to assess where we're headed, the Shaif is meant to give us that wake-up call to take pause and to reassess. Now, the problem with that is just, I understand, good, so we have to have some sort of noise, a wake-up call, an alarm clock. But what does that say about the shofar? How do we understand the shofar itself as a wake-up call? It could be a bugle, it could be anything else. Where did the shofar come into that? And to that end, there are many, many shatim and there's an arichos among the forum, al-pi-nister, explaining what the point of the shofar is. But perhaps one simple thought, and that is that Rosh Hashanah, we know the din of Rosh Hashanah is not really going back in the past. The past is really something we'll take stock of, but it's lovely when a person comes to the Yom HaDin. But the fact of Rosh Hashanah is merely going forward. Rosh Hashanah is judging us, how committed are we to the year ahead? How much are we willing? How much are we dedicated to being part of His plan for the year ahead? And to the degree to which we are part of the plan for the year ahead and we commit to the year ahead, then we'll have a good year as well. But the idea is we're judging us, where do we stand vis-a-vis the year, the upcoming year and our commitment? Now, if you look into the psukim, where do you have shofars? We know the ram, the shofar by Kedah Tzitzchak, we have the ram, the shofar. We also have a shofar by the Har Sinai. If you look at the two things, a very glaring discrepancy between the two. If you look by that Kedah, we talk about the item, the shofar itself. There's no sound of the shofar there whatsoever. It's an instrument. If you look at the Matan Torah, we have the emphasis on the Kol Shofar Chazek Mioid. There's a very strong voice of the shofar. The sound of the shofar was resonating throughout the whole Matan Torah. However, we don't find any emphasis, even if there was no emphasis though, on the physical tool, the shofar itself, giving the sound. So what does that mean? On one hand we have the tool, on one hand we have the voice. Perhaps the idea here is that we have in life two sets of things within Yahadus. We have two realms. We have Torah and we have Mitzvahs. Torah is the limud, Torah is the ruach of Klal Yisrael, and we have the actions. Now the two of them are not really two things that are splitable into two distinct categories. The truth is, we retain davening, mischartem, asisem, it has to go, they go hand in hand. One is the spirit and one is the action. But really the interaction goes to the degree that one has the spirit, one is motivated to go put that into action. So derech mashal, if you have a helium balloon, the power of the balloon is the helium, but to give it a form, the tzura, it has to have that balloon itself. But one without the other is meaningless. Torah, if you have the proper ruach, you put it into action. Where's the action? The mitzvah. The mitzvah is not a sterile act. It's an act of putting your Torah into action. If you think about it, where was the epitome of someone dedicated to a mitzvah? The greatest example we have of dedication, of loyalty to Kadosh Baruch Hu in action, was unquestionably the Akedah. That's what we talk about all the time, the Sirius Nefesh. That was the greatest level of commitment in action. If we talk about the Ruach is the Torah itself. So we have the Ruach, which is the Kol Shofar, and the tool which brings out the Kol Shofar is the Shofar itself. The Shofar represents the Akedah and the action, and the spirit that comes through it is the spirit of the Torah, which goes hand in hand with the Shofar. When we stand in Rosh Hashanah and we're saying we stand committed to the ideals of Kadosh Baruch Hu, we stand committed to putting it into action, making that sound with the Shofar, and the sound of the Shofar is committing to the ideals of the Akedah and of Har Sinai simultaneously, and say this is where we stand going forward, this is what we want to achieve going in the year ahead. At the same time, it's time for us to reassess, are we living up to our standards that we've created with those ideals?